Is it working?
We're about to find out.
Okay. I am Allie. Welcome.
And I'm Kayla, and we are unofficial HR. I am going to a Lebanese cooking class today.
Fun.
Yeah, it was
I've never had Lebanese food. What's that like?
It reminds me of like Mediterranean food.
Okay, that's exactly where my mind kind of went towards, but I wasn't sure. So we're thinking like the like pita wraps, things like that.
Yeah, hummus. I mean, my sense of geography is dog shit. So same. I guess we could be like unofficial geography as well. But
yep.
I like
unofficial geography.
I think Lebanese food is considered Mediterranean. I might be wrong, but it's very much like some of the Greek food I've had, you know, just the way the meats are prepared. And then there's a lot of like vegetables. And then, yeah, I think like rice and pita bread type situations. But it's for one of the Facebook groups that I joined. So it's like a...
You are so fun.
I don't know if it's fun or that. I was like, okay, I'm going to turn into a cat lady or something if I don't start meeting more people.
Honestly, though, I really like the idea of just like branching towards the area. So like every place you move to, it's really good to just find those little groups. I mean, I met a couple of friends here through Facebook.
Yeah, and I met one of your Facebook friends. I like her.
Yeah, she's pretty great. She's a good time.
I'm so happy we're not doing video for this.
Same, because I'm not myself right now. I'm House Ellie.
Oh, you still look cute.
Oh, thanks.
Also, you just have like the best skin I've ever encountered. It's so smooth and like you don't have pores. That's what I don't understand. I've never seen a pore on you.
Oh, thank you. My routine is just, you know, I just add more and more each year. Add more and more of something, I guess. I feel like it's a scam sometimes.
It is. I pay so much money for dumb shit. The hydrofacial thing yesterday, though, even if that does absolutely nothing for my skin, which I feel like I was a little glowier this morning, but even if it does nothing, I would do that again. It was 90 minutes.
To be honest, like, you're freaking glowing. Like, honestly, it's the eyebrows for me and the, like, you always have your face on, man. Like, you're better than freaking me. That's all I guess.
Oh, no. I actually think my makeup looks really weird today because I was just like, like very quickly.
And it looks good. You do a nice natural look. I aspire to have something like that someday. I have no idea how to give a nice, like, just glowy look for myself.
So there's a YouTuber that I learned how to do makeup from.
Yeah.
Because I've just never been good at doing makeup. And her name, it used to be Thetayla was her channel. Now I think it's Taylor Wynn, like W-Y-N-N.
Oh.
But she is the reason I learned how to do my eyebrows. And she wears sunblock because she also used to have really bad acne. But it's always like really glowy and like uses the sunscreen as like a primer sometimes. And then it like makes your makeup look better.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Okay. I'll have to check out that channel then because I need something. I need, like, I don't know. Something's got to give. Maybe I just really need to take time to take care of myself, though.
And don't we all?
But overall, happiness-wise, I don't know. Like, for me, I think the struggle I'm having at this point is just I don't want to settle. I don't want to settle on the next job. I have this inclining anxiety of where life is going to take me. You know, you try so many things to get to one goal and then you realize like you love this thing about it. And then you try to do something new within it and it's just not it. And I don't think anybody should settle.
Yeah. At the same time, I think like I definitely have a habit of like, oh, I'm going to take this new position. It's going to be amazing. But there's going to be things that you hate about every job. Or just like things that you're not passionate about in anything you do. And I have to manage my expectations a little bit sometimes to be like, okay, I really like this part about what I'm doing. This is what I'm going to be in this for. And then like these other things, like, you know, okay, it's just there. But I think when it gets to the point where you're like, literally like feeling sick, like stressed out constantly, and like your quality of life is decreasing.
Yeah, it's time to go. Yeah. Like at that point, I mean, unless you're in a contract,
which most of us aren't. I would actually love a contract.
And if people offer you contracts, please read it. Yeah. I'm thinking expectation wise, this is going to be it. I'm going to be around my people. In psych, I was 100%. Like they were all there for just one sole purpose for the most part, which was like, I'm here to take care of people and get them better so they can be better in the community. And then you have a different experience with a different kind of route in nursing, and it's all profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's all just very selfish. And
yeah, you get a little disillusioned with like,
yeah, then you just kind of get confused and you're just like, huh,
because you're like, oh, I want to contribute to like something good.
Right.
And then in certain companies realize that like, oh, this isn't doing a lot, or like in worst cases, this might be actively disserving people. And but then you need your income, so you're still just kind of like working for them. And then it just kind of feels like, why am I doing this?
Chore. It feels like a chore. It feels like, oh my God, I'm living by the clock. Then again, at least I'm living more in the moment with like, I can just be at home with family. But like, how is that purpose living, you know, purpose-driven life type of thing? I mean, some people believe in a purpose. Others, they're just here to like dwindle. I know for me, I definitely thought for a long time I did have a purpose. And I just, you know, it's hard. It's hard to let it go.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to let it go, because like for a long time, I thought my purpose is like, oh, I'm here to write. Like I need to write something that like really changes people's lives. Like that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm kind of just like, I don't really want to be a writer anymore. But I think there can be some kind of like full circle thing that comes of that. Just
a happy middle that you haven't discovered yet.
A happy middle, or just something that like we don't even know about in our lives yet, that comes down the road later and like, oh my God, it's so great that Allie went to school to be a nurse. Otherwise, she wouldn't be able to like help these people in this way.
Right.
In this unique situation. Because like, I'm not religious, but I would say I've gotten a little more spiritual to be one of those girls.
Yes.
I got a little more spiritual in the last couple of years, just because the place I'm at in my life now, had everything gone the way I wanted it to in previous years, I would not be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy with where I am in life right now. I'm like, I'm so glad that I couldn't control for everything. Like things just work out in ways that ultimately I think end up being really good for us, but it's,
I mean, yeah,
annoying to not be able to know what's coming.
I know. I'm so used to a scheduled, stable life that I put myself in the position to have. I was so used to like, I knew where to go, when to go, how long. I mean, you don't know how long you're going to work on a regular work day for freaking the military. You never know. It's always a surprise. But you just get through the numbness of it. It's fine. But then you go from that to like, I'm a lost child. Peter Pan syndrome, like, what you want to call it. What am I doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've definitely felt like that for sure. Mostly like when you're 18, I had no idea what I wanted to do. Even when I was actually like working and had been working at a company for a very long time, I was still like, is this it? Like,
this is what it is?
This is all it is now? Like, okay. And then I just got bored, which then I think really made me depressed. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's okay to not 100% know what you're doing. I don't think there's any right answer. Like,
I believe in job satisfaction if you feel fulfilled in it. Everything else kind of falls a line. And I say that because I had that once. And it was the best 7 months of my life. Having a job that I felt a part of the community influence. Maybe it's just selfish of me to ask for all that again. But I don't know, you know, it's kind of like, we'll see where life takes me. And if that means I'm just going to throw in some bartending experience or rover experience, I don't know.
I don't think it's selfish to want a job that you feel fulfilled in. Like,
no, even if it's like, why aren't you sticking with one thing? Like, why is this such a problem for you? I feel like a lot of people really like, maybe it's just an older generation thing.
I think it is. Which again, but then it depends on like who's hiring, I guess. Are you saying you're kind of worried that like on your resume, people are going to be like, why did you go from this to this to this to this?
Yeah.
Or just like the perception in general.
Just in general, like just when you mm-hmm. try to explain to older generations about like, oh, well, I don't want to do this. And I like this. This is what I'm good at. And they're like, well, you need to start here. You're supposed to start here. Like they always push on med surg or you need to work in geriatrics. And it's like, I will literally be burnt out. And lo and behold, I'm burnt out because the last job I had was primarily geriatric patients. And mm-hmm. they told me, oh, it's a mix of everyone. And I'm like, you done lied to me. Not to say I don't care for geriatric patients. I think they're great. But, you know, it takes a special kind of person to primarily do that and be satisfied.
No, I know what you mean about the perception of job hopping and stuff like that. Because, like, I worked in my first job for over 8 years, was very, very unhappy. Yeah. And then the jobs I took after that, I worked in the next two jobs for less than a year each, mm-hmm. which to me, I was always told, like, you don't ever leave a job quickly. You absolutely never do it less than a year. No one will ever fucking hire you again. But guess what? It hasn't been a problem.
Right.
And I would like to think that that's because in the times that I spent at those companies, I did really try to learn things and
yeah,
actually improve my resume and my skill set, even if I was with them for less than a year.
Right. I think there's always a give or take in any place that you work at. Like the last one I had, I know what I deserved. And it's not that. I don't deserve to have managers yelling at me through the phone. You know, like it would be nice to have some reimbursement for travel someday.
It would be nice to have some training sometime. Like
training is the biggest one for me. I think that's the biggest issue. A lot of these jobs want you to already be like jumpstart ready to go. Yeah, like you should already be qualified, but it's like, how am I going to be qualified if you don't train me or mm-hmm. give me an opportunity to be trained? Like, a lot of these places don't have the resources to do that right now.
Or they're not interested in developing them. Because I've worked places that, like, monetarily, they have the resources. Like, someone could make a fucking Google Doc to just tell me how to do this process or, like, what the expectations are.
Right.
Just the basics. But, like, multiple companies I've gone to in the past, you just show up and they're like, all right, well, here's kind of what you're going to do. So if you could just do that, I'm like, okay, do you have a password manager? Is there a login? Like nothing. Gave me nothing.
Nothing.
I was like, give me a list of like accounts I need access to or something. I will say that is what the first company I worked for was really, really good at was training. Yeah. They were great about training and they were great about knowledge sharing. So if someone mm-hmm. knew how to do something, there was a Google Doc for it. There was some kind of resource that I could go to learn how to do that on my own time without bothering that person unless I didn't understand something. It was super efficient. And then I went to work in tech startups and I was like, what the fuck is happening? No one shares any information here.
It feels like a luxury when you go into those kind of work environments and then you move to the next one and it's like, oh, so what's your protocols? What's the work environment like? Who can I go to? Who's my resources? And they're like, do you want to start establishing all those things? And
oh, like, we need those?
Or it's just like, oh, crap, we were going to get to it, but we'll get back to you 4 months later. We're still going to get back to you another 3 months later.
Why is company efficiency so low? Why aren't we being more productive? And it's like, because nobody's fucking returning my emails or giving me access to the very simple things that, like, you need access to. I think I've gotten really good at onboarding and offboarding myself from companies because the last couple of places I've worked, like, there was no system in place at all.
And thankfully, from this last job, with your help, I was able to figure out how to properly offboard myself. Because mm-hmm. inboarding was very much red flagged, then offboarding, of course, was. But at least I have a friend like you who can get me through it.
I mean, again, that's just personal experience. But yeah, like when I previously left a job, they also wanted me to wait around to have an exit interview, quote unquote. But like, I was like, I'm done. I'm out. Like, we don't have a contract. I already had an NDA with them anyway. So that was mm-hmm. already signed. And I was just like, yeah, I can't make that. Like, if you want to, you can email me at my personal email and I will reply. And like, I'll be very cooperative with everything, but like, I don't need to have an exit interview. It's fine.
No, I'm moving on to other things.
I've also worked at places where when I left, I did take the exit interview to try to be respectful and, you know, follow the process they did have. Mm-hmm. And it just ended up being them trying to talk me into staying, even though I had already gone to HR about issues I was having. They were kind of like, well, you need to deal with that better, is what the end result ended up being. I was like, okay, I can't do this. And then when I put in my notice, they were suddenly like, oh, well, what if we gave you a raise? What if this happens? You should really stick it out just in case we IPO and blah, 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 blah. I was like, I'm not going to wait around for that. Like, no. I am physically ill now because of this job. Like, I need to leave.
Yeah, it's time to bounce.
Yeah.
Sorry, but not sorry.
But just like the lack of respect for personal boundaries was very apparent then too, because I was like, yeah, no, like, I'm definitely leaving. I've made up my mind. And like, I'm kind of a nice person. I used to be nicer. Because of them, I'm less nice now. I was like, oh, well, yeah, I'd love to stay, but blah, blah, blah. And like, no, you can't say that. You have to be like, I'm fucking leaving. You know, I appreciate the opportunity to learn from everyone here, but unfortunately, my time has come to move on to other projects.
I wish nothing but great things in the company's future endeavors.
Yes. And like, I really liked the teams that I've worked with in all of those jobs. The teams are never the issue. Like, I really love the people that I've met in every job I've had.
Yep.
But it's always like, there's just some kind of structure to the company, or like a lack of growth opportunities and things like that. I'm like, I'm kind of slowly dying here if I stay.
Yes, I agree. I completely agree, because that's why, like, if there's anything I can take from every job that I've had in my life, it's the people in the shit with me, you know? And a lot of those people I still thankfully talk to and still care for me as much as I do for them. Like, I love the people I met when I was in the military. I love the people I met in my psych job. They were refreshing to meet because it didn't make me feel like I was alone.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, you always get, you know, not
there's always a couple
perfect.
People. Yeah,
there's always a difficult. Couple of people who make things a little bit more difficult to be in that job setting. But yeah. It was the people, that's for sure. And I think hopefully someday I can find that again.
I think you will.
Yeah.
In terms of your future job endeavors, like, you think you're going to take a break from healthcare for a while? Or like try to go back into psych because you liked psych so much, but you're just like not ready?
I think for right now, I think I really need to give myself some grace and just be okay with where I'm at and have fun in between and find joy again and happiness. You know, thankfully I have a very supportive husband who just wants me to be happy. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to figure out what that means.
It's good that you know that about yourself, that you're like, okay, I'm fucking burnt out.
Yeah.
Jumping into something else just because I feel like it will look better to other people would probably be detrimental to your mental health, physical health, like, and
you know,
yeah,
like reaching your late 20s, like I'll be 28 and I'm starting to realize I don't need to live for other people to satisfy others. It's all about what makes you happy. Like, we should name this episode like leaving the Mexico, because that's how I feel right now.
Well, we are both leaving to a bunch of fun places. Your honeymoon is going to be amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so jealous you're going to Greece. I really want to go to Greece.
Greece and Scotland and Portugal and beautiful Germany. Yes, it's going to be a great freaking time. And you're going to Italy.
I am. We just booked our Airbnb last night. It's super cute. Very inexpensive to stay in Italy where we're staying.
Oh my gosh.
It's so not like the U.S. Like, not only, I feel like the U.S. has kind of like higher pricing on things to begin with. And then in the last year and a half in particular, oh my God, it is so expensive. But like, the flight to Germany is, I want to say, 6 to 8 hours. Don't quote me on that. But like, it was not nearly as expensive as a 6 to 8 hour flight in the continental U.S.
Do you want to know how much my friend is spending round trip from Germany, like to here and back?
I'm very curious.
$250.
What? How?
She also had a little bit of points to help her, but the original ticket cost was $500, which is still cheaper to fly from Europe and back to here. Like, fuck. When I like try to even visit you guys, the ticket prices, it was like $800. Yes, and 800. I'm just like, I love you guys so much, but I can't afford this.
I remember us being like, dude, we know, it's fine. We'll also like, he randomly has a free weekend. Let's go do, we call them staycations if they're in the US, but we'll go do a staycation on the other side of the country. And it's like, yeah, $900. I was like, what is happening? But then you get to Europe and it's like, oh, it's like, what? Maybe 60 US dollars, not even, to go from one country to another. The food is all amazing. Like,
and then everyone's like, must be nice to be jumping around from country to country for your honeymoon. And it's just like, bro, it's a lot cheaper than what you think compared to the US costs. Like, I'd be spending $800 per person to go jumping around the US versus Europe. Like, my husband and I, we're spending, like, just for our tickets individually, like, $150, $200. Mm-hmm. The most cost is just the luggage.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are going to be gone for a while, though, so, like, it's difficult to do that in a bag. But, yeah, I feel like people see, like, oh, I'm in this country and blah, blah, blah. And I realize that we're fortunate to be able to do that.
Right.
But it's also, like, that doesn't just happen. I budget for that, like a little bit of every paycheck goes into a savings account for travel so that I cannot fucking hate my life because I need to do something that is just exciting and new and go try new food and whatever. Like,
yes.
I wish more people saw that as a valid use of time
rather than more just like, I see that you're prioritizing your life around just traveling. How do you do it? The people that I do have in my life that enjoy travel, I feel like it's kind of like you have to be with like-minded people that enjoy those things because they would understand how you're doing it because they're like, oh, I use this app too, or, you know, it's Tuesday, let's see what's discounted. I'm not sure if that's accurate. I think it was on a Tuesday or Wednesday we got cheaper tickets, but I think
Tuesdays and Wednesdays before. Lately though, it's been so expensive.
Yeah.
It hasn't even made a difference. But I don't know. I feel like some people definitely judge for going off and doing things. It's like, yes, I would save more money towards retirement or whatever if I weren't traveling a couple times a year. But I also might not make it to retirement.
Really?
I might get hit by a bus tomorrow.
Yeah, like, I never freaking know. Like, have a little cushion for yourself for the future. Always have something on the side, but don't make that your biggest thing. I mean, I shouldn't say that for everybody. Everybody has their own priorities and what they see in the future. But for me as a person, I'm over here like, where are we going?
Once my savings account hits a certain point, I'm like, it's time to book a trip.
It's time.
Although, if I'm being honest, every time I get back from a trip, I'm like, all right, where am I going next?
It just feels like a reward.
It is. I think the main reason I have definitely been super unhappy in the past, and I think a lot of people are unhappy, is because there's no way to like play as an adult. Like when you're little, you run around, you do things. Just something for the fun of it because you enjoy it.
And you just say, F it.
Yeah. And it could be, for me, it's travel. And this podcast, I would say, also is something that's just fun. It's like playing.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I feel so playful. I feel like a kid again. If you want, just set, what was that coffee me thing?
Buy me coffee. I looked into setting that up. We would have to pay taxes on anything we earn from it. I don't want to do that yet.
Okay, maybe please. When we get more famous.
Yeah, please rate and review and subscribe to our podcast after we get enough people. We'll actually set up a business and make money because I don't know if paying taxes on a $5 coffee donation is where it's at for us.
No, I'm good. I'll just keep buying with my own money and let you know what it tastes like.
Yes, please try more coffees so I can live vicariously through you.
Yay! Okay. All right.
Have an amazing rest of your day. Bye.
Bye.